right, guys. Sola, Marcel, Louis, Jacques, George Sedano, and one reporter who only covers wins. Tim Kalischer, how do you do it with the Cowboys and the Rangers winning in one night? Can he carry it over to FaceTime? That's the question. Today, Cowboy up, Ranger danger. The Chargers, but what about Justin Herbert? That's what we'll ask. And Philly's first pitch dominance, was it timely hitting or something more? Let's go around the horn.
Tim Justin chewed that game right from his chest.
Are the Dallas Stars 1-0 as well?
Stars how about 1-0?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stars. How come they've only played one game, actually?
Man. Chargers
showed up. How about almost champion?
Lucas hurt.
And the Mavericks are also practicing.
Cowboys 20, Chargers 17. Dallas is 4-2 now going into the bye, and they're going to need the extra time off because Mike McCarthy has to come up with a whole new play menu because we all can see it clearly now. When we freeze frame and zoom in, Dak's rebound after the three-pick loss to Frisco. He ran last night. He was pumped last night. There was the question whether that loss would have any lingering effects, the loss to the 49ers. It was the type of query a star reporter for the Dallas Morning News might investigate. In absence of that, Tim Kalischer is here today. Tim, did the Cowboys get right with that win last night?
I wouldn't go that far. And, Tony, some of us thought Mike McCarthy's play card needed to be trashed before everybody saw it on TV and saw, what the hell is Wolf Dragon right? We don't know what that means. The offense is still stalling most of the time. Tony Pollard, 15 for 30. This was supposed to be his breakout year without Zeke around. 11 penalties last night. They were in self-destruct mode a lot, but they were playing the Chargers. So they weren't going to win the self-destruct battle. L.A. was going to take him there. Now, Dak made some nice plays with his feet, and the defense did what it had to do to win. It's more like a win. You escape into the bye with a 4-2 record and try to figure out how to get this offense going before you play Rams and the Eagles.
So you're hitting pause on the Cowboys got right with that win last night. Let's go to Marcel Louis-Jacques, because in honor of his first show with Kalischer, he dressed like Kalischer, which is a good look. Okay, Marcel, what did you see from Dallas last night?
About to say, yeah, we had a little powwow before the match. But no, a get right game in that it's better than losing, sure. But no, I'm not going to be impressed by a win against the Chargers. I'm not even sure if I'm willing to call it a road game. We all saw the broadcast last night. It was louder for the Cowboys than it was for L.A. No, they got on the right track. Good. You moved on after a loss. Good. That's what you're supposed to do. But a non-conference game is not going to make me forget about the performance you just put up against a team that can literally stop you from getting to the Super Bowl. So they still have work to do. 96 rushing yards last night, 3.7 yards per carry. That has not been indicative of Cowboys football over the past decade. So whatever Mike McCarthy is doing after taking the reins from Kellen Moore still needs a little bit of work.
Frank Isola, was this a get-right win for the Cowboys?
Tony, do not listen to those two negative grunge rockers. That's a good win for the Cowboys. Coming off of a loss, Dak doesn't turn the ball over. When he doesn't turn the ball over, they're 4-0. The 18-yard run, that's good to see him back being a lot more aggressive. The play calling at the end of the first half, Tim's right about that. Way too conservative. But let's remember, two biggest moments for them. Tie game, Dak marches down the field. They get the go-ahead field goal. Then the defense, which didn't have a sack or a turnover, what do they do on the final possession for the Chargers? A sack and a turnover to seal the game. That's a good win for the Cowboys.
And George Sedano.
Tony, I have always been critical of Dak Prescott on this show over the years, but I'm going to give him a ton of credit for that game yesterday, because not only was he key on third downs, which he had an impressive stretch during that particular game, but here's the deal. Off schedule, Tony, when he was on the run, he was incredible, including a 60-yard play to Tony Pollard in the passing game. So Dak deserves a lot of credit because, to Marcel's point, the play calling is still a little iffy. And if you look at Dak historically, the Cowboys have been way better when they run the ball more than when Dak passes it more. And in this game, this was more about Dak showing that maybe he has to take the reins, considering this offense is still a work in progress.
Tim, from the Dak perspective, was this a game where he could finally move past some of the hiccups he had earlier in the season?
Well, I think some of the hiccups are related to this offense that is very bland and doesn't offer much other than CeeDee Lamb as far as an explosive player. But yeah, 42 yards rushing and making, as George said, making plays out of the pocket. Herbert tried to move around and didn't really make plays when he did that. Dak got something done, especially the 60-yard play to Pollard.
Well, Pollard did most of the work on that play. I think we can all agree,
well,
right?
He
didn't go down where everyone thought he was tackled, and then he ran 40 yards. Okay.
He got him the first 15.
Yes, he did. You're losing from the first 15. We'll move on. Other side of the field, let's talk about the Chargers, the team that has a verb named after them, the Chargers charging. Here's Brandon Staley. High-level game between two teams that are really, really good. Maybe. But everyone knew how this was going to play out, right? Everyone except this great Charger fan who went through every emotion. It's amazing because if you're a Charger fan, you have to see this millions of times. She, Marianne Doe is her name. The team put her out today. They said, she is real. She's feeling every moment with this team. And every moment ended, like they do sometimes, with some tough penalties. Justin Herbert had great throws, then he missed wildly, and a game-ending pick. Marcel. When you look at the Chargers' loss, do they have questions about their quarterback, Justin Herbert?
I'm still hung up on Brandon Staley's really, really good team comment. Like, yeah, really, really good teams don't change their Twitter avi to a fan surrender cobra after a loss at home in which you had to go to a silent count in your own building, Brandon. Come on. But no, questions about Justin Herbert. Nobody is questioning how physically talented he is. Outside of Josh Allen, I don't think there's a better physical talent in the NFL. But there's more to playing the quarterback position than being able to throw it 75 yards on a rope on your back foot. And this is now, I believe, 13 fourth quarter interceptions in a one score game. It's by far the most in the NFL in his career span. That is a problem. We are at a point right now where we have to stop, you know, we have to take the Charger goggles off and stop saying, oh my God, look at the throw he did, and start looking at what he's doing in context. Because outside of that, like, 99-yard drive against the Raiders a couple years ago, he has not been that dude in the clutch.
Frank Isola.
Yeah. You know, before being a jaded, miserable sports writer, I used to watch sports like that woman did, get all excited.
I know, right?
Get emotional.
But I love it for that. Then you change. I really do.
Then you change over time. You know, I would say this. They only ran the ball for 35 yards. So, you know, if you're just going to rely on Justin Herbert all the time to bail you out. And I thought that second down play when he got sacked, that was the killer right there, then the interception. So give Dallas' defense credit. But they have to be able to run the ball. And also, Brandon Staley is supposed to be a defensive guy. What happened on the key drive for the Dallas Cowboys? 3rd and 19, two penalties. That's where they got killed. They lost it on the defensive end, I think, last night in the moment of truth.
George Sedano.
Tony, I'm going to need a minute here as the L.A. guy because I'm going to tell you this. Marcel, they never have a home field advantage. It's just more pronounced when the Cowboys come to town. But the Chargers don't have a home field advantage in any game they play at SoFi Stadium. Now, when it comes to Justin Herbert, not only the 13 interceptions in one-score games in the fourth quarter, 20 losses in one-score games in the fourth quarter for Justin Herbert. They don't run the ball, but the problem is it's bigger than Justin Herbert, okay? On paper, Tony, this team is fantastic if you look at them on paper, but the games aren't played on paper. The problem here is ownership. Dean Spanos, he's kind of cheap, right? And that was kind of the MO with him in San Diego, too. And he's kind of reap the benefits of moving to LA financially, but it feels like the team still operates cheap because they keep hiring first-time head coaches to be their head coaches. And I like Brandon Staley. I like his aggressiveness, but this team, this roster, deserves someone with a little experience to allow them to grow.
I'm looking at the numbers. They pay. I mean, their cap hit next year is going to be enormous. They paid for that. They paid Justin Herbert. Tim Kalishaw, last word on this.
I just think we could have a great debate about all the teams that have never won a Super Bowl. Have the Browns fans suffered the most? Have the Lions? I think the Chargers, there's a great case for number one.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're
That's a long list.
Some of those teams, some of those teams are go 20 years without being any good. They're good a lot, but they're never where they want you to be and they want to be. And I agree on Herbert. I mean, he had a great rookie season, and I think ever since then, he's been given a little bit of a pass. And the criticism is always directed at the head coach or some other failing when he's been a big
part of those. Or directed at Tua when it's him and him and versus Tua. It's an amazing conversation that happens. Can't get the win late in yesterday's game. He does have, I think, 15 come-from-behind victories, but that's a product of playing so many close games as well. He's got 20 losses. We'll move on. Rangers 5, Astros 4. Let's talk baseball. Texas up 2-0, going home. They haven't lost the game yet this postseason anywhere, but they haven't lost it at home. They've only trailed for 16 pitches this postseason. It's the Rangers who feel like they have playoff experience and steely resolve, which is an observation you may have made if you're a star reporter for the Dallas Morning News. In absence of that, Tim Kalischer is still here. Tim, is this about what the Rangers are doing or what the Astros haven't done in these two games?
I think it's all about the Rangers. They've been able, through seven games, to disguise that bullpen weakness. They get the lead on everybody. They don't play that many close games. Yesterday, it got close. But even then, you know, I couldn't believe Bregman swinging at the first pitch when Chapman comes in. Let Chapman walk you. He will do that if you want. And then the tying run is Yordan Alvarez. But I think the Astros have got out most of what they could get from that team this year, and they're going to have trouble here.
Oh, wait a second.
They beat up on
– Are you calling it?
They're going to have trouble unless they beat up on Scherzer, which I don't really expect, but he hadn't pitched in more than a month. Unless he gives up three runs in the first inning.
All right, you're playing ping pong right now. You're bouncing. It sounds like you're ready to say the series is over.
Very straightforward.
Okay.
No ping pong.
George Sedano. Is this
Tony?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to make a bold proclamation. Yeah. To quote my guy Vince Carter, it's over. It's over. Okay.
Wow,
this
see?
Team has jumped out. 19 runs they've outscored their opponents in the first three innings. They keep doing that, they're going to win. No defending champion has gone down 0-2 and then having to go on the road in this scenario and won a World Series. The Astros are in deep, deep trouble. The Rangers have done a fantastic job over the last couple of years, adding Seager, Simeon, Eovaldi,
right.
And we'll see what Scherzer
you're calling it over.
If he
okay,
can go.
Frank Isola, you?
Yeah. I think it was Kenny Smith with that Queens accent that said it's over. The Texas Rangers, the first three innings one, two, and three in the playoffs, they've scored 22 runs. They get ahead of you. They make you play catch-up all game. And then how about in the fifth inning? Nathan Eovaldi, bases loaded, none out. He gets out of that jam. What does he do the last two outs? Altuve and Bregman, two of the most clutch players over the last 5 years in the postseason. That's a great job
Marcel.
By the Rangers.
Hey, like Future said, Tony, you do what you want when you're popping, and the Rangers are popping right now. Not just seven straight wins to start the postseason, six straight road wins. It's tied for the second longest streak in MLB history. The teams that they're tied with all won the World Series. I'm taking the Rangers. I agree with Vince Carter, with George. It's over. It is
so
over.
So everybody's got this series over except Tim, who walked all the way up to the line and then tried to backpedal. Backpedaling. You were backpedaling. You were close. All right.
Taking
a break. Buy or sell next.
Very close.
You never want to go full flashy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
George, what to buy from Philly's game one win? None of you guys get that. Getting out in front immediately on Snakes ace Zach Gallen and slugging. What do you buy from that?
Was that Twip Notes that you just performed there, Tony?
No, that was, oh, come on. The action news song for Channel 6 in Philadelphia for the entire Art. 70s and 80s. Where have you been? The single greatest
where
song
have I been?
Of local news.
I grew up in Miami.
Doesn't
what do
matter,
I know about
no.
Philadelphia action
news? You got to get on my level.
Get out of here.
I'm not from Philly. I know it. Let's go.
Here's what I'll tell you. The thing that impressed me the most that I'm buying from the Phillies is their scouting. They did a fantastic job first pitch hitting in that particular game against Gallen and hit big, big shots, right, including some home runs on the first pitch hitting. And, of course, Wheeler, you're talking about guys like Cliff Lee and Cole Hamels in regards to the amount of strikeouts and performances he's had this postseason. That's some good company.
But you're saying the scouting to go first pitch swinging on Gowan, that's what Phillies did right here. Mm-hmm. How about you, Tim Kalishaw?
Apologies from all of us who didn't go to New Jersey cross-country high schools and get that
move
reference.
Closer to your world last night.
Come on, let me say this.
We had to have rabbit
ears. That was a game one. That's all it was. They spotted him 5 runs. They fought back. It was 5-3. They've seen the Phillies bullpen. They've got guys who can hit. It's the first game the Diamondbacks have lost. This thing's not over.
Marcel?
I'm buying a Philadelphia-Texas World Series.
That's it. Like, it's over for you. Okay.
It's over. Wow. The home run weight, when you look at it, hey, 12 home runs in the last three games. Like, that seems like an unsustainable rate, but teams are 16-2 this postseason when they out-homer the opponent. So it feels like the Phillies have figured out that the most exciting play in baseball is also.
I'm pretty sure Houston out-homered Texas last night and lost the game. Yeah. The recency bias is off the charts right now on this show. Frank Isola, how about you?
Well, Tony, you're Mr. Yankee. Explain to everyone why the Yankees didn't want Bryce Harper.
This is not about the Yankees.
He's a pretty good player. They have more home runs, the Phillies do, than any team in baseball since August 1st. Yes. And it's amazing what they do
in that ballpark. It's amazing that you went to the Yankees first for your analysis here. Okay. What would it take for Arizona to have an answer tonight in Philadelphia, which has been the best home field advantage in the sport, George?
So I'll say this, Tony. Merrill Kelly. He is very similar to Gallen in the way he likes to work lefties inside. The adjustment to me is the key for Arizona. Not pitch the same way that Gallen did, right? Like not go as inside on the lefties
as often. What would it take for the Snakes to get back in
there? Trey Turner is 9-for-21 lifetime against Merrill Kelly. Can he get Trey Turner out, much less those other big boppers in the lineup?
And Marcel, it seems to think you love Philly in this series. Tim Kalishaw, tonight, Arizona or Philadelphia?
No, I think Arizona's going to even up the series tonight. I think people are jumping the gun on thinking this one's over.
Buy or sell to Anthony Richardson's shoulder injury, now thought to be season-ending. Marcel, how big of a blow is this for the Colts and for Richardson's future when you consider this is the third shoulder injury he's had in 5 years? You can go back to high school, he's had shoulder injuries. And a whole, look at this list of injuries he sustained. You know how physical he is as a quarterback. What does this say for his future?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his injury history, obviously it's not an encouraging sign, and it's especially discouraging when you figure this was the one guy in this first-round class who needed starter reps right now. He doesn't have a lot of starter experience at Florida. This was a valuable year for him to gain that. So he's going to essentially lose a year on the field. You can only hope mentally he stays in tune. But I am encouraged, though, because they're learning a lesson from the Carolina Panthers, who kept putting Band-Aids on Cam Newton's shoulder until he couldn't throw the ball anymore. They're nipping a problem in the bud right now, and I have to applaud the Colts organization for that.
Frank Isola?
Marcel thinks it's Nirvana. I like that. I'm worried about Anthony Richardson. I think he's been very unlucky in terms of injuries with his head injury and now this shoulder injury. And if he needs surgery, I mean, come on. He's a thrower, and it's going to be his right shoulder. That's not good.
George Adano?
Hopefully he gets back.
Tony, this is a tough spot, obviously, for the Colts, but here's the reality. Quarterbacks are running more. And what he needs to learn, and a lot of these quarterbacks need to learn, is the nuances of sliding and not taking the hits in this regard. Now, a guy fell on his shoulder. There's not much you can do there. But if he slid, maybe that situation doesn't happen.
Avoid contact.
And Tim Kalishaw.
I mean, I think all the college quarterbacks have to learn to not be so reckless. You can run in the NFL, but not the same way you do in college. But again, that's, as Frank said, that's, you know, a shoulder injury. He's got, it's kind of a double whammy for him, and it really puts him back a step.
George Dano back a step on Kalishaw today. Frank Isola also appearing on today's show. But this is a showdown for all the marbles and for this shirt, for this tablecloth you're both wearing. Next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tim Kalishaw, Marcel Louis-Jacques, anyone know the head-to-head in this matchup all time?
I'm pretty sure I know.
Yeah, it's your first show together. 0-0. Good luck to both of you. Retiring and ripping ownership on the way out, here's A's pitcher Trevor May.
Sell the team, dude. Let someone who actually, like, takes pride in the things they own something. There's actually people who give a shit about the game. Let them do it. Take mommy and daddy's money somewhere else.
Dork.
If you're gonna just be a greedy own it.
Now that is a retirement announcement. Did pitcher Trevor May go too far or not far enough, Tim?
Is he doing a podcast as he retires? I mean, I think everybody in Oakland, all the fans agree with him. I'm sure the players agree with him. People would like that team to stay. I'd love to see it stay. I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it's a foregone conclusion, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Marcel?
Tim, I think it was his Twitch stream, but he's definitely not getting his bottle of wine from the team now. No, I think he nailed it. Like, everybody in Northern California knows how cheap the A's are and how disrespectful they've been to that fan base. Sell it to somebody who cares, but A's fans, you got to go to the games if they do.
Anybody on DVR right now, pause, rewind, and go back to Tim's face when Marcel told him it was a Twitch stream. See if there was any Twitch in Tim's face. He had no idea what you're talking about, Marcel.
I know what a Twitch stream is. Just go to the next question.
Brock Bowers having surgery for his high ankle sprain. Two questions for you. One, how big of a blow is this for the Bulldogs? And B, whether you think Bowers should be focused on getting back to the field in time for playoff, bowl game, or be more focused on getting where he needs to be for the NFL draft, Marcel?
Nah, man. Focus on yourself. You have won that school 2 national championships. You don't owe them anything anymore. Focus on your health, young man. Get to the league where he will be the top tight end taken in the draft.
Yes, this is where the old guy says he should play for free and get out there and play. No, I don't think he should play for free. He doesn't play for free. We know Shedeur Sanders makes over $4 million. These guys aren't playing for free, but I hope he comes back and plays in the championship game for Georgia.
Well, you're both wearing the same shirt today. The hottest panelist in the game, wearing the chain.
Wearing the chain.
Marcel, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
West Virginia State Senator Joe Manchin came out today and said that it's hard to root for these kids, college athletes, when they are millionaires as freshmen and sophomores. And I don't even know where to begin with how out of touch this statement is. Were things better back when kids were playing for free? Or how about when their jersey sales were generating millions of dollars of revenue for their school and they didn't see a single cent of it? The highest paid state employee in West Virginia last year, Bob Huggins. Is that a better representation than these college athletes? I don't think so. Come on, Joe, get a clue.
Marcel Louis-Jacques with a fire FaceTime and today's winner. On a 23.5-hour break. Go long. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn. Oh!
Happy 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.